Hello and welcome to Keswa 101. The rules are simple. 9 questions are randomly selected from my little black book here at the start of each series. Each contestant must answer these questions in the most honest way possible, hopefully disgracing themselves along the way. The 10th question is always, what would you put into Keswa 101? The Keswa 101 vault, banishing something that irks our contestants and that they wish to rid the world of. Only one rule here, people or animals are not permitted. So let's get cracking with episode 3 and our next contestant.
Question 1.
Who are you and what do you actually do?
Hi, I'm Mrs. Emma Turnbull. I'm the daughter of a Welsh dad and an Irish mum, but I grew up as an Essex girl and also as a Mormon, which to me, those things seem like a bit of an oxymoron. I have 3 brothers, they're all hyper and boisterous, they're obsessed with fighting and football. Now I'm married to a great guy who's clever, hates football as much as me, but is very grumpy. I'm a maths teacher at Kes, and I can honestly say I think I found my dream job.
Question 2.
What are the best and worst bits of your job?
So I dislike writing reports.
Whoa, straight in there with the negative. Love that.
I'm not confident with my English skills. It takes me a lot longer than it should to even write a few sentences. So if you're one of my students or tutees, be grateful, because that report took me ages to write. The best thing about my job is working with young people. They're forming their own ideas and opinions and are open-minded. They listen to others and they're keen to learn. They're very inquisitive and ask really good questions. There are often things that I've never even thought about, so I learn a lot of things from them. Young people are honest. You know where you stand with them, and so I feel like they deserve honesty in return. I always try to tell my students how it is and not hide anything from them. It's really rare to find an abundance of these kinds of qualities of open-mindedness and honesty in adults. You tend to find as you grow older, you become set in your ways and you think that you know everything. It might sound really cliche, but I feel like it's a privilege to work with such inspiring and young people. I find it reassuring to see how capable and bold the leaders of tomorrow are. And you can be assured, if you're one of my students, I honestly think the world of you.
That is so lovely. You do know that this isn't a job interview, right?
Question 3.
Why did you volunteer to do this podcast?
I imagine I volunteered to do this because I'm a Gemini. We're very curious and we like to take opportunities to do new things, although we don't tend to stick at any one thing for very long, so don't expect to hear from me again after this.
Ah, that explains the well-drilled answers.
I always thought that zodiac signs were a bit of nonsense, but if you looked up the qualities of your own star sign, I'm sure you'll be pretty surprised at how strikingly those attributes describe you.
Question 4.
What's your favourite word and why?
No. Non. Yet. Nein. Mayo. It's such an important word to learn to use. We've become a culture, especially in our workplaces and also with our friends, where if we're asked to do something, it's almost expected and even preempted that we're going to say yes to it. It's hard to feel like you're letting people down if you say no, but we all know if you don't take care of yourself first, you won't be able to take care of others. So be brave and learn to say no more often.
I think you might have made yourself the most unpopular member of staff in the common room there, Mrs. Turnbull. I mean, attendance at Heads Assembly goes down by 80% simply because you've told them to be brave and say no.
Question 5.
What is your favourite place and why?
My favourite place has to be sitting in my husband's first car. It's a silver Peugeot 206. The moment I first got in that car was a huge turning point in my life. I sat in the back seat and didn't talk to him for the whole journey, and I didn't feel uncomfortable with that, which made me realise that he was different. Driving around in that little thing gave us such a sense of freedom and independence, and I'm sure most people have felt this kind of rite of passage moment in either theirs or their friend's first car. It came for me after we had finished the third year final exams at university. The sun was shining, the windows were down, rock music was playing, when all of a sudden I got this epiphany. I could be anyone I wanted. I could go anywhere I wanted with anyone I wanted. I'd never felt a freedom or happiness like that before. The car drove us tens of thousands of miles. It broke a lot, and in the end, it became disproportionately expensive to fix. So, now it's gone, but I really regret not cutting a bit of the interior out to keep as a keepsake.
Question 6.
What's your go-to order at your favourite restaurant?
If you've been in one of my classes before, I've probably told you that I used to work at McDonald's, 2 years in total. I loved that job. There's not much thinking involved, and it's a surprisingly good workout for your arms. Every shift, I'd eat the same thing, a sweet chilli wrap and a promo McFlurry. Even now, this is comfortingly familiar for me. But the flurry cup has to be only half filled with ice cream, and you have to use extra sauce and toppings. You've got to get the ratio right. If you get a nice crew member, they'll do this for you. But now that it's all touchscreen orders, it's really hard to get. My favourite was when the chocolate brownie promo flurry was in. I put in so much sauce that it just turned into chocolate ice cream. And before you ask, no, I wasn't allowed to take a roll of the Monopoly stickers. You'd get fired for that.
Question 7.
What do you wish that you knew when you were 18 that you know now?
I wish I could go back and tell my 18-year-old self that I was going to need to buy an apartment with my husband at the age of 21. I worked through sixth form and uni, but I always spent my wages on clothes or presents for my family and friends or tickets to see West End shows, hair extensions, teeth whitening. Man, I sound so Essex. I hadn't saved up anything to contribute to a deposit. I'm so fortunate that my husband had saved all his money that he earned from his part-time job and was kind enough to use it as our deposit. I was, and I am, genuinely ashamed of myself. And while I help now, equally to support our family, I'll never be able to go back and change the fact that I didn't help financially at the start. So, guys, if you get a job, save.
Question 8.
What are you curious about right now?
I am currently really interested in gardening. I feel really old saying that, but there's something so satisfying and peaceful about planting things and watching them grow. I've got some succulents indoors, which have taken me a couple of months to get the watering pattern right. First, I overwatered them, and then they died of thirst. But I've got it down now. I've got some bee-friendly plants in the garden because bees are cute and they need all the help they can get. And I also have strawberry and raspberry plants. In time, I want to get some more fruit and vegetable plants once my horticultural skills have improved. I'm always daydreaming about how the world might fall into an apocalypse, and who knows, maybe one day we're going to need to grow our own food. Definitely can't hurt to learn.
Question 9.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
My animal is a sloth. It's so lazy and sleepy. Sloths can sleep up to 20 hours a day. That definitely sounds like me.
Crunch time.
Keswa 101 Rim, I am putting plastic in you. All plastic. The guy who invented it, Alexander Parks, wanted to do the world a favour so that we didn't have to use so many trees. But If he knew how many years it took to break down and the damage it's currently doing to the planet, do you think he would have made it? I don't know. But the piles and piles you see of it and the pictures of it in the ocean, in documentaries, make me feel really sick and really sad. Glass, tins and card are much easier to recycle, and if there's an option to buy products in these kinds of packaging instead of plastic, I'll take it. Bring back the days of taking containers to the store and filling them up. Bye bye plastic.
Thank you, Mrs. Turnbull. Quite possibly the most articulate maths teacher that I've ever listened to. It's been great learning about our sloth-like, report-avoiding maths teacher who's either preparing for interview or currently writing her autobiography. You should def catch up with Mr. Tobias, Mrs. Turnbull, and compare your blossoming foliage. That is the end of episode 3 of Keswa 101. Check back tomorrow for episode 4. Bye for now.